Rust for our thought for the day now. Martin Spettigue's in the studio with me. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody. A couple of days ago, I called in on some friends, and as we sipped our coffee, I mentioned that I had a mild affliction that was irritating me. The wife asked what I was doing about it. When I began to talk about doctor's creams, she said, "No, not that. You know very well that our outer condition reflects our inner condition. What about the simplifying of your life that you talk about? Have you given up this yet? And what about that? Are you still doing that?" And so on. Well, in this situation, the best that one can hope for is an orderly retreat. The smart one was definitely the husband. He said nothing. And of course, the trouble is, she was 100% right. Lent for Christians is a time of reflection and a good time to rethink our basic values and priorities. In the hubbub of our daily existence, it's very easy to miss the wood for the trees, and our priorities can become out of order. It is this introspective time that we can use to re-inspire ourselves. At this time, from the religious point of view, a lot has been happening. Not only is it Lent, but Ramadan, the Muslims' month of fasting, has recently come to an end. A few days ago was the Baha'i's New Year, and of course yesterday was Mother's Day. All these occasions give us an opportunity to look back and look again at ourselves and appreciate those values we've learnt from our religion, from our loved ones, and from those we look up to. They enable us to review and renew our aspirations in life and our aspirations for life. And me? Well, I'm having to recheck those New Year's resolutions. Here's a short poem by Sri Chimnoy. Reformation means a new powerful promise. Regeneration means a new soulful achievement. Goodbye.